She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, but I have to tell you, I would love to see the ocean. I really would. Like, I'm at that phase. I need to get out to nature.
Yeah, we do. And that's why I was saying a little bit earlier, what's the difference if you drive from Gauteng into the Kruger and you drive around there? You know, it's really, come on, give us a break. Give us a break.
I know. I've seen a lot of people driving to Plet. I've seen a lot of sunrises.
Really? Ooh, well, I hope they had permission, because according to my listeners, there are a lot of roadblocks along the way, and you really need to have a good excuse for traveling between provinces at the moment.
Now, well, these are the people I know that are in Cape Town, so maybe from the Cape you're allowed to.
Yes, because, yes, you can, of course, because you're in the same province, so that I think you're allowed to do. All right, let's take a look at some of the big stories that are happening around the world, in the world of media, in the world of marketing, celebrities. I mean, I'm horrified that they're back, but they are. But let's start with probably one of the largest, biggest celebrities of all, and that's, of course, Donald Trump. And some of his tweets have been slapped with a warning of
Listen, it possibly should be all of his tweets. But no, so Twitter now has actually gone and actually done something quite monumental for themselves. And they have placed warnings on two of Trump's tweets so far. So they actually have written, "We've taken action in the interest of preventing others from being inspired to commit violent acts, but have kept them on Twitter." So that refers to a tweet that he made with regards to when the looting starts, the shooting starts. So that, they say, is inspiring violence. So that they've slapped a warning on. So that was actually the second tweet that they decided to slap a warning on. The first warning that they put on was his tweet referring to fraud with regards to mail-in votes. So obviously now there are a lot of people who can't vote, so they've so that in the US they are supplying mail-in ballots. Right. Which are allowed, and he's saying that no, that's going to cause a huge amount of fraud in terms of the votes that are going to be counted. So they've slapped a warning on, and they said that there's no evidence to actually support that, and Twitter didn't take that lightly, and have now slapped a warning on that. So they haven't slapped a warning on anyone. They actually did not on anyone else normal, or sort of not out of the political realm, but they did slap another warning on someone who's actually a representative, Matt Gaetz, who's a Republican of Florida, surprise, surprise, and he was he also put a tweet out that said that we can see legally that Antifa is terrorists and we can hunt them down like we do in the Middle East. So that also wasn't taken too lightly by Twitter, and they slapped a warning on that as well.
Very interesting. I'd love your thoughts on that. I have to say that it makes me very uncomfortable when a platform starts to become a censorship area. But I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019. Well, Kim Kardashian is turning 39. She doesn't look a day over, however old she wants to look.
Listen, she'll be as young as she ever needs to be. Yeah, the amount of she's had more work on her than a Ferrari.
No.
But you know what?
So she will be looking good. Eternally young, much younger than 39. Yes, so she turned 39 on Monday. And Kanye West, her husband, in his efforts to please his wife, donated $1 million to her favorite charities. And I don't know if you know, but she's actually becoming a lawyer. Do you know that?
Yes, yes. I saw her in a black suit and everything, so I knew.
Yes. So she's becoming a lawyer. So her father, the late Robert Kardashian, actually defended O.J. Simpson. Some people didn't know that. And in her efforts to emulate her father, she's actually gone to law school and she's currently studying.
Amazing.
And she is currently fighting for prisoners on death row that they feel have been wrongly accused, and have contacted her, and she started an organization. There's even a show. Surprise, surprise.
And there's even a show. Now, first there was the show idea, then there was the rest, yeah. No, I'm being too cynical.
Exactly.
But
she's so passionate about it.
Yeah, listen, I think she's incredible. I think she is ambitious. She's very clearly smart. And she's following her dream. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one really expected her to become an attorney.
No.
I think she's kind of, she literally, they've shown her studying, she does all the exams, and she really seems to care about this cause. So, Kanye, why do you get a girl who's got everything? So donate $1 million to charity of her choice. So that's what he did.
So I wonder how she feels about that. Maybe she had
her eye
on something. Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure about that. Harry and Meghan are back as well. They're upset again. They are very often upset, aren't they, these two? They spent a lot of time feeling hard done by.
Yeah, well, their biggest mistake was thinking that they could move to Los Angeles and not have anyone bother them. I mean, the paparazzi are sort of, that is their home base. So they've been, obviously, they now have got a home in Los Angeles, in Hollywood Hills, and they're being, Meghan apparently has reportedly phoned the police about 5 times because they've got drones flying over their home, and they can't even sit at the pool with baby Archie anymore.
Oh, my heart breaks,
Horrendous.
It's horrendous. So she's got the police on speed dial.
They would be used to the paparazzi.
Well,
you can't go to LA to get away from the paparazzi.
Yeah, I just hope that they don't go and defund the police in Los Angeles. Otherwise, who's she going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Right. I'm just saying it's not a joke. Gimple the Fool says, remember when Twitter allowed Louis Farrakhan to refer to us Jews as termites? It's quite pathetic. Yeah, I agree. I think it's deeply problematic because the minute you start tweeting somebody, and especially if it's the President of the United States who is more to the right, then you're going to have the backlash on the other side, people pointing out and saying, well, hold on a minute. What about this and what about that? Clive says, how come only people on the right, never on the left, and they threaten violence all the time? I don't know if that is true or not. I don't know if people on the left have ever been or have been removed from Twitter or not. It is an interesting one, but I think of one that is problematic. I think it's a very dangerous,
absolutely.
It's quite a dangerous road to go down. So
just on that as well, just so you know, Facebook, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg actually got taken out by his staff. They did a virtual walkout on one of their meetings.
Oh, God, a virtual
because
workout.
They were upset.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that's
Facebook.
All you can do these days. They were actually upset that he did not actually put some level of censorship on Donald Trump. So it's interesting because, I mean, there are social media platforms and you are supposed to say whatever you like. And why are they only censoring absolutely the right?
That is very interesting, actually. So I love the concept of a virtual workout. It's like slamming a cell phone down. It's like swan. You know, like in the old days, we could slam a phone down.
Yeah, but now
there was something
can't.
Very special about it. We could get up and walk out of class. I did that quite often, actually. I would storm up. You know.
No, I don't believe that.
Really?
No, definitely. More often than not, it was in a rabbinic class, and I'd get into an argument when somebody offended somebody, and often I would get up and say, well, you know what, okay, I'm not learning this.
Back when you were still sensitive.
Exactly. No, actually, she wasn't even sensitive about me, but I would say, like, I'm not sensitive, I'm not learning, Torah, Jewish values from a person who speaks like that. So I would leave. I was quite indignant at the time. I must have been a complete brat to have in a class. But either way, you could walk out. Today, what's this virtual walkout business? What did you leave meeting?
Yeah, you like disconnect. Leave meeting.
Yeah, I'm switching off one more word and I'm switching off my Wi-Fi. I mean, it's just awful. It is just awful. Anyway,
exactly.
So, yeah.
It's not nearly as effective, Shane.
No, it really isn't. Anyway, so Harry and Meghan are upset again. Gosh.
Oh, shame. And baby Archie turned 1 and apparently he's very clever because he's learning words like mama and dog.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can't even respond to that. I don't know what
an article that was written about how intelligent he is because he can say mama at age 1.
Without being funny, I don't mean to be rude. But there's no chance.
You don't have to tell.
Unless there was a donor involved, he just can't be intelligent. He can't be. His father can barely string a sentence together. He hasn't had his own thoughts since I don't know when. I mean, nobody can tell. Like, I don't know.
First it was his grandma, and now his wife's taken over.
Yeah, like, no. I mean, seriously. Ruth Kay's got a great suggestion. She says, maybe what you should do is put an exclamation mark after leave meeting. Leave. Yeah, I guess that's one way. Leave
and
comment
like
and then exclamation
like
mark.
Firework or a shot onto the video screen or something.
Please tell me that this is not a true story, that David Beckham is considering a cooking show. Gina Diamond, this is Marketing Monday. You have to be honest with us. You can't make up stories.
No, I can't. And, you know, things that get reported, I can't possibly make up. And especially when it comes to David Beckham. So he's actually planning a Netflix cooking show after being encouraged by none other than Gordon Ramsay.
Are you serious? Are you hearing
this?
Of course,
I can't do this.
How do we respond to this?
His voice is so annoying.
Oh, David Beckham.
David Beckham.
You know what, maybe
in the whole world.
I think what he should do is just do the show without his shirt on.
Yeah, and we also need to
and
mute
don't talk.
Him. Yeah, he just mustn't talk.
I was just going to say get Victoria in, but that's no better.
No, well, apparently, guys, the 45-year-old former footballer has been putting his culinary skills to the test while isolating with his family in his Cotswold mansion. He's been doing cooking tips and he's really been apparently quite a good cook. So now David Ramsay has suggested that he takes that to viewers.
Wow.
We just need subtitles, that's it.
Yeah,
We cannot
because nobody
know.
Can understand him. Nobody will be able to understand him. But that should be very, very interesting as to how that'll play out. Do you think people will? I think people will watch it. Look, I happen to think he's a smart guy. He doesn't sound smart, but he's a very smart guy.
Okay.
No, he is. He is. And
listen, he is one of the most famous footballers. You know what I mean? And he's made. Him and Posh are the own royalty of the football world. Mm-hmm. So they've managed to do a sterling job promoting themselves.
Yes.
I don't know about his tattoos, but
yeah, there are like one or two too many. But I do think he's a very smart guy. Apparently, when he was in South Africa, who was he here for? Was he here for Discovery at one point? I think he spoke at one of their conferences, and a friend of mine that was there said to me he was absolutely blown away by the way he came across as being a person with humility, intelligence, sensitivity, strategy. So I was quite interested in that. But for a cooking show, well, I don't look. Cooking shows are all the rage, aren't they?
Absolutely. Listen, all he has to do is really follow a recipe and speak. And I think he's got such star power. I mean, listen, to be honest, I would watch.
Well, there we go. And you know what? So would Zanatti. She's a liar. She's a liar. She would watch it.
I'm coming out with it. I would watch it.
All right. Would you 34519 or 061-895-1019? Karen immediately says he is very good looking. I would watch that. So, I mean, no mention of his, of
he
the
is.
Culinary
he just,
skills.
Yeah. No,
she
he
would
is.
Just watch it.
He just sure. mustn't talk. That's literally my only
You know,
request.
You women, you objectify men. He's just like a piece of meat to you, Zanatti.
He really is.
Okay, we can't
use yes. She admits it. She's open.
I swear to you, hypocrites. Hypocrites in the studio, I tell you. All right.
I think that's hypocritical. You're only a hypocrite when you say the contrary and you do the opposite. So I think it's actually quite fine.
Right, all right.
So Natty, I'm with you. Girls matter.
Can we please talk about Elon Musk's kid's name?
No, I'm sorry. That is outrageous. So Elon Musk, as everyone knows, is a genius. He's a billionaire, CEO of Tesla, SpaceX. So he's now had, and I don't know if you know this, but this is actually the seventh child that he's had because he had six children with his former first wife.
What is quite
right.
prolific. Go Pretoria.
Yes.
Wow. Pretoria rules the way. Sure.
Well, apparently he can afford them. So he's got a girlfriend named Grime. So she's a singer. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, that's not her real name. Her real name is Claire Boucher.
We'll go with Grime.
To Claire Boucher. Call me Grime. One gets that. So they had a baby boy recently, and they tried to name the child. Now, to be honest, I can't pronounce it, but I'm going to tell you the letters. So it's X, it's like A-E-A and 12, the number's 12. But according to California law, they are only allowed to use Indo-Arabic numerals in the names. So instead of the actual number 12, they changed it to the numerals XII. All right. So it's a series of letters, and they've obviously been asked how to pronounce it. So far, it's a bit sketchy, and Grimes and Elon Musk both have given different answers. But they have said that the X is like an open variable, right? So it's just like the letter X. So it's an open variable. And then the A is like then A and I is like AI, you know, like artificial intelligence.
Right.
And then the AE is actually Elven. Yes, Elven. Because everyone speaks with elves. Elvish. And too much.
I actually have no words.
Lord of the Rings.
This is bizarre.
And it's insane. It's insane. And it refers to the Elven spelling, of artificial intelligence, which means love in Japanese as well. And the AX11, which is all II, 12, is actually the duo's favorite aircraft, a Lockheed, and a precursor to the XR-17, and also known as a Black Bird, which has no defense systems. So that is the answer of that name. I mean, you go figure that out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. My word is all I can say.
What do you call the child then?
Just and what do you call him for short?
A lot of people have been saying Kyle.
Kyle. Yes, I have heard Kyle. I have heard people calling him Kyle.
Really?
And what are his teachers going to call him?
Oh, dear.
Well, he's going to seemingly be homeschooled.
Well, he'd have to be, because imagine trying to put your hand up in class and they say, yes. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce your name.
But I mean, his other kids were, so I'll tell you, Griffin, Xavier, Kai, Saxon, Damien. So those were like, and Nevada. So those were relatively normal names.
Yeah, with a hint of eccentric.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
A hint of eccentric.
Yeah, Xavier, what?
Griffin, Xavier, Kai, Saxon, Damien, and Nevada.
Yeah, some of those names.
Yeah, there's a hint of eccentricity. Mm. Interesting indeed. Dina, we do, and we are unfortunately out of time, but before I let you go, did you watch the Netflix series on Jeffrey Epstein?
I have started watching it. I haven't got through it yet. But I have started watching it. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
And of course that takes us back to other celebrities who were connected with him, Prince Andrew being one of them. He's a guy that I would say comes off looking one of the worst. And I see that, and Clive's just messaged as well about that. It's one of the stories, if we had time, I was going to talk about, that the US are now putting pressure on Prince Andrew to actually answer these questions. And it's going to be interesting to see where the whole British monarchy goes in this area.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling is that they are going to try and protect him, and he thinks he's actually seemingly beyond the law, so that he doesn't have to answer for anything. But with the US putting pressure, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because that whole documentary is very interesting, and the fact that they've got the actual footage of him really makes it very real. So I think it's going to be an interesting story.
People with credibility
follow.
Saying very clearly he was there, he was all over this girl. It was quite quite shocking to watch. Joni says David Beckham's grandfather was Jewish. Yeah, so I would imagine then that in one of the shows he will prepare a cholent. Yes, and do a regular Shabbos meal. It is 8:32. Dina Diamond, thanks as always. We'll catch you next.